It's a recent phenomenon.
Up to 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, now, now they don't wait anymore. No, now it's.
What is between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh here?
That happened first. No, that happened first.
I don't
recall
there
being. Yeah, but that happened earlier. Then later on, it started from Lag BaOmer to there.
Between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh here. It was here. Yeah. I was there.
Okay, let's get moving. We are on Daf Yalacha Gimel. We're on Daf Yalacha on base 22. These are the things of Goyim which are forbidden, but Isur and Israel know they are forbidden to derive benefit from. This is a shift of gears in the Masechta here. We're really starting to talk about the stuff which Chazal Asur. It's main Torah Asur, Chazal Asur. Okay. Hayayin, wine. And wine vinegar of goyim, which was initially wine. The cheres adrini, the Hadrian pottery. Hadrian pottery. What happens is that when Hadrian armies used to march, in order to take wine over long distances, they used to soak wine for a long time in pottery for a long time in wine. The pottery used to absorb the wine, and when they used to get to a location where they wanted to have wine, they would reconstitute it by soaking it again in water and leaching out the wine from the pottery that way. Okay? So it was like wine concentrate. Okay? So, hides of animals which are pierced opposite the heart. Lev is heart. It's only if the ripping or the piercing is round, that means they took out the heart of the animal while it was alive for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. If it's a long tear, it's permitted because that means that they only ripped it after the animal's death.
Part of an Indiana Jones movie,
too. No, we're in the second
one. Really?
Okay, of an
animal?
No.
An animal wouldn't make it to a movie. It's not chashuv enough.
No, the same movie.
Okay.
Yes.
Right? I never.
There's a lot of movies.
Tomorrow we might not remember, but Indiana Jones movies, huh? Flesh. Which entered Avodah Zarah, in other words, it's an animal which is already dead. It was killed by a goy. It's on its way into a church. It's mutz, you can still derive knowledge from it. Vayetzi also, once it came out, it's forbidden because it's literally the sacrifice of the dead, meaning it has an affinity with Avodah Zarah. We don't know necessarily precisely what, but it's forbidden. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ha'olchi l'tarfus, those who go to tarfus, the ones who explain what tarfus is. It's forbidden. When you're not allowed to bet the abuse them on the way to the tarfos because they're going to go and thank the Avodah Zarah, which is that tarfos. A boy once on the way back, Mutar, and then you're allowed to do business with them. I used to say Mosok, wine which is very sweet, Mar, wine which is very bitter, Chad, wine which is very sharp, Ebemishim Gili, even Elim, uncover, not afraid a snake will come and drink for them because snakes don't like their kind of wine. They're very picky. Rabbi Simon Bishem Rishon Malevi said, Chad, the sharp wine, Mar, and bitter wine, Vamosok, and sweet wine, Ebem, Mishum Gili, Lo Mishum Yainesa. Now there's no problem of snakes coming to them, but also the goyim are not going to libate them for Avodah Zarah because they're not significant enough, and therefore there's no problem of Yayin Nesach. What? It's overly like any of these things.
Lively dry.
It would be significantly like this. Okay, Simon says, what's a sharp wine? That's kundito. There's a lot of spices and herbs in it. A bit of wine, it's pintavon. Masok, sweet wine, mao chamra mevashla. Here we come into the concept of yain mevushal. Wine which is cooked is sweet wine. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaydel. Sounds like a Yiddish name. Hoyalo yain mevushal. Zaydel. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rosh Yeshiva in Shara Torah in Queens, says Rabbi. No, sorry, not him. That's Rabbi Zelli. Rabbi Chaim Trotsky's father-in-law, Mashgiach in Torah in Yerushalayim. His name is Rabbi Zadel Epstein. Okay. So Shimon Zadel, Hoyalo, Yayim Avushal, Shayis Yachit, Bishus HaNochri. He had cooked wine which was left in a goy's possession. It was designated in a certain corner and left in a goy's possession. She wanted to know if he could drink it now, right? So Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei said to him, Kenem Rabbi Shimon, Lokish, Mosok, Embo, Mishum Gilu, Blom, Mishum Yanes, not a problem. You get it back from the goy, you can still drink it, because it's, even if it was revealed, we don't assume the snake drank from it, and it's no problem Yanes, because they don't use that kind of wine to libate to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel, Ivesh, Rabbi Yana, and Rabbi Shmuel got sick. Sokum, Rabbi Zir, Zer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Boom, Bar Kahana, Rabbi Hanania, Chavrein, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Hanania, the friend of the rabbis. He was one who never got true smicha. That's why it's called the Chaver. Mevakrasai, they came to visit him. Ashkun, Rabbi Shuman, Zedel, Yosatamon. They found Rabbi Shuman, Zedel, sitting there. Armin, they said, Ha, Mardish Muasa. Here's the person who made the statement. Author of the statement is Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel. Here's Marduvda is the master of the deed. Is Rabbi Shimon Zedel asking the question? Rishlonei, let's ask. It's not clear exactly which of the two are both asked, but let's ask them. Armalone, so he said to them, Kenem Rabbi Shlokish, this the rationale was, Rabbi Shlokish said, Mosok emo mishum glo mishum gilo mishum yai nesach. If it's a sweet wine, it doesn't have not a problem of being revealed for a snake and not a problem of yai nesach. Armalei says, Armalei dil min adar shiri shlokish, v'achein achein, Armer alone, v'achein achein, Armer alone, maybe that which Rish Lakish did was that he said this makes sense. We never pass away a loch of the maisa. How do you know Rish Lakish passed away the loch of the maisa? So says Umar, I'm alone. So he said Luvda. He said in a case of a loch of maisa, literal case, with Samchin love and rely on me that I tell you it's loch of maisa. I mean the comrade Elam right Boon Brever Kaana. When they got up, when Rabbi Ila met with Rabbi Boomer Connor Armalei, so he said, if not the fact that you guys love statements made by your fellow Amoroyim, right, you like Shmuos, don't you know it's a Mishnah? It should say really the Tani, we learned. That there's no Yain Eser Bushavon and Brian Weiser, because it says, Rabbi Chiyav said, Nevushal Shal Nachri Lama Hu Asur, the Yain Mevushal of a guy, why is it forbidden? Rinei Shoya Mitchiloso Yain, because before the guy got it, he bought it, so to speak, raw, uncooked from the Jew, or Rabbi Bartifam, and therefore at that point he makes it Asur. Okay? Because it was wine at that point, but mashma, that if now it's not wine, he can no longer make it also. So that teaches us that once it's nishtana, once it changes, he can no longer make it also. So therefore, he wanted to say that the wine which is very well spiced, etc., etc., those are wine which have significantly changed. Okay? The Mishnah says, Hayayin v'chomachir mitchiloso yayin. It says, wine and vinegar, which is initially wine. So it's only forbidden because it was initially wine, otherwise it'd not be forbidden, right? So we see that any
one second. What's my place?
Basically, they disagree with
Rishon Lakish, don't they?
Rishon
Rabbi Chiya says
it's no, only if it was initially wine when the goy got it. If the goy got mevushal, so it never becomes osur.
Rishonish doesn't make a distinction between whether, so as long as it's mevushal, whether you want it
or not. No, then if it was in the hands of the goy previously, it doesn't lose status as osur. Why not?
Sure.
It takes just one act to ask it forever. It's not a state behind that. So it's something which comes. I meant to say it is a state. It is a state which happens after a deed. No matter when it happened.
Once it's Nesach, it's always Nesach.
Yeah.
Can't un-Nesach it. If you take wine, and no deed was done for it,
it's mm-hmm.
Wine.
It's what?
Wine that rushes over to a Avodah Zarah, and...
Not to a Avodah Zarah, it's just to port, for the purpose of Avodah Zarah.
Let's say he's used it for Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
It's for Avodah Zarah.
That's okay, but you're talking about where you use it for potentially use it for Avodah Zarah before it became a Vushal.
I guess what I'm trying to understand, what about Vushal makes it according to Reish Lakish Mutter?
It makes obviously the fact that it's inferior.
Before it's inferior, it's never be used for Avodah Zarah, or even if it's used for Avodah Zarah, we don't care.
No, it's never going to be used for Avodah Zarah.
So, but if it would be, it would be awesome.
That's right. Okay? So,
If it would be, even though it's Mephusha, it would be awesome? That's what he just said.
That's what I
mean. To which you agree.
Yeah.
But before you said.
Is it the use of the
verb? He did. He changed his mind.
I changed my mind?
Yeah.
I didn't do it knowingly.
You know what it was at the time.
What?
I thought once it's
mevushal,
you can do anything with it.
We just assume goyim, they're not menaseh chiyayim mevushal, that's what it's all.
Okay. But if they do, then... We don't want to confuse...
Did I not say that before?
No, we don't want to confuse yayin.
I did say it before.
We're not confusing...
No, stam yayinah is... We're not talking about stam yayinah. We're
talking...
They're not cautious to tell you that we don't suspect them of taking Yom Bushel and pouring out for Rosara. But if they did it, it still becomes Osir. What would the logic be any other way?
Okay. So when a guy pours wine for you.
I didn't say that. 2 minutes ago, I said something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I deny it.
So when a guy pours wine for you at a party. And the wine is mevushal, that's stam yeno, and that's okay.
It's not even stam yeno, it's nothing, because we assume he didn't do anything.
Right?
Stam yeno is yan, which is not mevushal, which he touched.
Stam
yeno
is part of the definition. It doesn't have to be mevushal, it's not part of the definition. Stam yeno is. Wine of which either it wasn't or we don't know what happened to it.
But it's not mevushal.
Doesn't have to be or but at some point it's stam yenam, whether it's mevushal or not mevushal. That's the stam relates to the status vis-a-vis some avoda being done. Or a presumption that it was not done. It has nothing to do with the processing of it.
Where should I disagree?
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go along.
You're doing a good job.
I know. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So,
yes.
So what am I up to now? So again, yeah, but so Tai Rebbe Chaim, Mushul Shon Archilo Ma'asur Shereth Chila So Yain. So because it began being wine. Rabbi Yosef said, Masiso Amar Kain. The Mishnah says, it says, Yain, Bachomet Shereth Chila So Yain. But if the guy only came into contact with it, once it became a Mushul, we don't assume that he's going to be Manasichet. Okay? Says, well, Rabbi Yami Avali Orchi, and he had guests. Armonzi said, Ilule Chamra Vashlo Didi Megali, if not for the fact that my cooked wine had become revealed to take out the low. Avina Mishkat Chon, I would have given it to you to drink, but it became revealed. Amr Abibi Rabbi said, I should bring it here, but no, I should see it, and I'll drink it. Because you have no steak would have drunk from it. Says Amore, oh my, so he said, Mandaboy Mema, somebody wants to die, Hazel, you almost go basically, let him kick the bucket at home. And if you want to drink wine, which is potentially Yain Megula, and die, that's your business, but don't do it here at my table. Go home and do it at your table. Okay? Says the Gemara, by Yudana, Avali Kundito Megale. By Yudana had spiced wine, which was he left open. Shorabon Asru, and he asked the rabbis, and they forbade it to him. Look at Rabbi Yitzhak, and the Rabbi Yitzhak, same Shem, Rabbi Shem Levi. And Rabbi Shem Levi, Achad. Sharp wine, Vamar, and bitter wine, Vamosok, and sweet wine. And Bambi Shum Gilu is no problem of Gilu. So how come,
you can't reveal.
So it says in Ravina Bartitus, some people have problems here. How are you going to be called the son of Titus? But Ravina Bartitus said, Bu'u, Bu'u is like Bu'u. And that in the type of wine, the shorik chad plus, you have to have one part spice to three parts wine. Otherwise, it's not going to be spiced wine. And the snakes can still get it. It's got to be 3-to-1 ratio.
And this is before you mix it with water.
Mm-hmm. I assume so. But I'm not sure about that. I assume so. Says more boon kumirai, that's very evil. Vushush nizgal. If you have revealed one, which is nizgal, mau. So he said, Karina Tzrichol Rabbi Yochanan, a similar case about sweet wine, which was, but not sweet wine, which is cooked, but sweet wine in general. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, and they came and asked him, and he forbade it. Okay? So that, if it was once a Lushal day, it got revealed, it doesn't matter according to the conclusion of the Gemara. So obviously, since Sakana is Chomer, we don't allow it to drink, okay? In a case where we allow you to drink, luckily we don't allow you to drink because of the physical danger. Okay? Says the Gemara, again, other Sholei Rabbi Yitzchak, so they came and asked Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, it's Osir, or Basoni would answer for them. Vina Rabbi Avo, and then Rabbi Avo remembered the Mar Rabbi Yochanan, also Rabbi Yochanan said to us as well. Barnatizo is Galen Le Gigise. Barnatizo, his barrels of wine became revealed. Show Rabbi Bob Armelo, yes, Rabbi Bob Armelo. What's the story? Do I have to worry about snakes? So you said a new heter. That's not now just not in the Bali. What? Yes. Armelo, so he said, Imaya Nichnas Vyaitse Mutter. Herpes. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yamashem, Rabbi Yamashem, said, Ima Yoshin Mutter. You could sleep on the job. It's okay. The snakes are to come in. Says Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, and Levi, Chadaraman said, Yoshin Mutter. You're sleeping, it's okay. But Chadaraman said, Yoshin, also, you're sleeping. It's not okay. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, I just said it, right? Mistav Rabbi Chanina, Amar Yoshin Mutter. It makes sense, Rechid's word says, even sleeping is okay. The B'chas HaSomer Chai B'lez, Rabbi Chanina, every place Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Chanina go together. And Rabbi Lezer says, Ima Yoshin Mutter. Okay? So it must be there. Okay, also Mat as well. Rabbi Yezer and Shaul Mishtaya who I oved on. Rabbi Yezer and Shaul used to tell the story in this line. This story is at the Bavli end of the Dorim, but slightly different version there. Okay, it says I ain't uved uved Abba Esau. There was a story with a woman. Excuse me. The Avas Rachma Mitzvos, so she loved Mitzvos. Ubala son of Mitzvos, and her husband hated Mitzvos. Now, in the Bible, in the Bible, he actually assumes that doesn't give her any such credit. Just assumes the woman about to carry on an affair. So the Bible says, but the Shami gives her more credit than that. Says Maraso Chad Miskein V'Yavas Kumei Bach. A certain poor person came, and she gave him to eat, and he ate. Argishas Baabala, she felt her husband was coming. Isliv Tamatabilo, she went up and hid the oni in the second floor. Needless to say, if the husband finds the oni in the house, what's he going to think what's going on? Not feeding time, but rather some other kind of time. So it says, Yoavas Kumei Baabala, she put the food, says it should be Yoavas. She put the food in front of her husband. Baachal he ate, Vitamichle, and while he was eating, he fell asleep. A snake came and ate from that which was before him. So the husband got up again. Wanted to eat again. So the poor person came down from the upper floor or called down from the chimney. But he said, don't eat it because the snake ate from it. This teaches us that a Yoshen, there it says Mutzer, and the Ritbaz goes with the gears of Mutzer. But most of Hashem changed the gears to Osir. In other words, in this we learn that a person is sleeping, and so that Osir, it's still a problem of my Megulin. Okay? Says Mar, no. Korachi. Vein Osir at Mishum Yichu.
That's great. He wishes I'm not sure Rockin show.
Right. So says Umar that the truth is that most times if you fall asleep it's still okay. There was a unique case that when he fell asleep that was not okay because that snake was the house snake. Right, like you put a cork, it was entwined there. They know Osir Mishum, and therefore, it would not have been enough for any type of what? So therefore, it would not. But that's why sleeping would not allow you to safeguard. But normally, when they're not so acquainted, the family, so sleeping would be okay. Says Gemara, a technicality. If ain't also mishum yichud, is it a problem for the husband anyway because of yichud issues? Says Marke, came in the kiniyafu b'dam b'neihem. Because so talk about. Adultery or licentiousness with blood between them. So it says the one became a law of a chasha adol lo chasha adol. Since you don't suspect them one thing, you don't suspect them for the other things as well. Okay, in things which are much more rampant, you don't suspect that they occur. Says the one further. Now you know what? Actually, before we go further, I should tell you in the Yerushalmi in the Bavli it says that.
I said skip that.
The Bible holds the reason why he saves.
I've got some discussions there too. Probably says, I think Rick Boz must bring it down. I saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
The reason why she's not also to her husband is because if he wanted to have relations with her, he would have killed off the husband.
Well, let the husband die. So the question is, so the Gemara says, that's not true, because says my doing taku. Stone waters are sweeter waters. So maybe Shadafka wants to do it on the sly. So the Gemara there says, no. So the Gemara says there that the geshmak comes through doing it on the sly, but he doesn't know that. He thinks it'll be more geshmak when he can marry her outright. You know, it's the age-old story of love affairs, right? So actually, it's not going to be better. It's going to be worse, but he doesn't know that. So that's why he assumes that it's going to be better for him to reveal who it was. So the Yerushalmi doesn't really bring down that spot, because Yerushalmi is going with the assumption that we're talking about a poor person. It wasn't a question of knowing. Okay. So it says more further, So my discerned by his individual galun is like the Mashbiach. He was drinking lots of barrels of wine. Why was he drinking lots of barrels of wine? Because it's Erev Yom Kippur. In Erev Yom Kippur, the more you eat and drink, the merrier, right? So says more because he was afflicted with what's the word? An infection. Okay? So nevertheless he saw him Yeshiv Dorosh. The base of Yom Kippur was sitting there actually in Shul Yom Kippur. He had a cup of hands and a cup of water in his hands. So it's not that he had in order to break his fast if necessary, or in order to cool him down. The Kermeneh says like the latter pshat. The Penelosh says like the latter pshat. He had put the water in his hand in order to cool him off. So the point we're trying to make is that if you are not careful in Giluyim, in eating from stuff which is revealed, then you're going to have all these problems. Is that clear?
Problems of what?
What? Okay. You're going to get too hot on Yom Kippur.
No, it's because you drank too much wine.
No, it's because the wine was Golui, you're right. It was left Mugula. Okay? Says my Ma'aseh B'tah B'chachem Tziporim. So Maitzel turned butcher and Tzipori share machlus who saw in the Pelus of Trefus. This is a cool story. Okay, it does not have a happy ending. He was giving Jews to eat in the Pelus of Trefus. Bar machlus, but Ariel Kippur in Chashech, one time Ariel Kippur as night fell. Now, according to the most unfortunate, it took place before Yom Kippur began, but it sounds to me like it took place after Yom Kippur began. Shosayan Arbe, he drank a lot of wine. Finished stock and he got drunk. Volarosh Agag, and he went up to the top of the roof. Finavalu Mace, and he died. He fell off and died. So it says, Tchila Klovin Laki Dama, the dog started licking his blood. Says, we take away the corpse from before the dogs. I'm going to say that, no! See, if it says, Anche Kodesh Tiuli, be holy man to me, Ubasa Basora Treva Lotochelu. Don't eat trefla, kelf tashkuno so. Throw it to the dogs. Zeh, this guy, Gozales HaKlovim. He stole from the dogs. Because who was he giving the individuals and trefas to? To the Jews, right. So therefore, the Echis is so individuals and trefas. Arpun lomititon, let the dogs be. Inu no clean, they're eating their own stuff. Isn't that a cool story? Okay. Really happy ending? Says more.
Sounds like a sequel to Indiana Jones.
A certain individual says the same idea we had before with the chassid who got an infection because he drank an Erev Yom Kippur. He had an open bottle of wine. An Erev Yom Kippur, the great fast. Also, by Mishkan wanted to go to spill it out. Amalei Chavrei, his friend said, "I say, bring it to me, but no shasi, I'll drink it." Amalei Megali, Chavrei said, "It was open." Amalei Mogadiyoy Mekoyim, the master of the day, meaning a Kushbar, the master, okay, he's standing here, he'll see me through. L'choshal mishay, he didn't even barely think to drink. V'leisbach meitem, he didn't barely even begin to drink. Adislachel, until his body became perforated and punctured because of the snake's venom, and he died. Okay? Another happily ever after story. The Shoymer, Shliach mitzvah ain't an izokim, but not a place where Shliach is echo, where it's likely you'll be damaged. Says more further, Rabbi Yemiel, Abishem, Rab Chila said, by Barchia Barbo said, Kol erasim, any poisons, Malachatotim, they cause some sort of skin ailment, Shal Nachash Memis, that of a snake kills. So says the Gemara, as a result, I'm going to learn something about this, even though I don't like his child so much, but I didn't see anything better. Barchia Mar, any Shalom Gulim, since Yain Megula is Pikoch Nefesh, one doesn't go to ask questions. The Lacha is by Pikoch Nefesh, do the Pikoch Nefesh first, ask questions later. Okay, so you don't ask any questions before, you just go and do it. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Boikra Mizera. Rabbi Yirmi asked for Rabbi Mizera. Mari de Shmuasa Ishale, the master of the statement.
Where Yishalim is.
Right. Okay, the thing is like this. Rabbi again confirmed Rabbi Zair question. Now, it doesn't think that question is, but he asked a question. So the Gemara has interrupted the question, saying, Moi de Shmotza Yishalim. The Rabbi Yirmi asked the question of Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmi is the one who said that all the venoms of snakes are poisonous. So what's he asking a question about, right? So it's a Gemara, Misnam Neim Hava. Nothing to do with that. He was asking about what's this happens if you say you Shami Dav Yom Shir and you start falling asleep, right? That's what he was asking about.
I don't want to chop in the coffee
now. Yeah. So he was asking a totally different question, and he wasn't asking, of course, by Yain Megula you'd never take any chances. He was asking a different question. All right, that's the way the Rebbe Bosman's question, the question answer. Rabbi Zira Ava Yosef Achab Ramsho. Rabbi Zira was sitting and eating in the evening. Itfei Butina, the candle went out. Yavi Ara Tumanso, he put his hand on the Tumanso. It's one of the kelim on the table. I think he's out of food. Adlakun Butsunai, until they would light the candles. In other words, you wanted to protect it from becoming Megula. Because then it should become Usher if it was left open. So says the Gemara, Adlakun Butsunai, they lit the onion. No, not the onion. The candle, sorry. Butsunai can be an Abba, but Sal is onion, sorry. They lit the candle. They found a little serpent, which was all the size of a barley. They found it on the
what's a tumasa anyway? Must be some vegetable or something. Same motion doesn't explain.
Anyway, whatever it was, he put his hand on it, and now he found that there was a snake right there. So he said to the snake, Amalei, he said, Rishia, Lovina Zaylach, you evil snake, you, I wasn't careful of you. We have to pay attention and be careful in that which people pay attention to and are careful. And this is an interesting point, because the Meiri says, the Chazal were not stupid enough to believe in Shadim. So it's why they speak about Shadim so much. So because the people in Bava, in particular, held of Shadim, because they got it from the indigenous population. So therefore, Chazal, in order, since they knew it would be very hard to remove them from their preconceived notion, of Shadim, so therefore Chazal just played along. They pretended, they pretended that they're Shadim even though there are no Shadim. And he says about the Sugya of Zugos, I'm Sachim, that's where he says it. Okay? Familiar with that Sugya? Anybody familiar with that Sugya? Now to do things in pairs, and he says it about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Says so what are we careful of? Because other people are careful. So asamita pitiko puma, now to put money in your mouth. Pizza sat chosbe shaya, put bread under your arm. Tafshil to say asav, cook dishes under your bed. Ulameta sakina, and to plug a knife. Go at Sroiga into an Esrog with Sakina, go Pugla, or into a turnip. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabun. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, Kozeh, we're continuing with some people have to be care of. Take careful of. Kozeh, the Nafka, mi bar nasho, any sweat which comes out of an individual, bar sama movesu. It is the drug of death. Kozeh says, but except for the sweat of the face, that's okay. I'm Rabbi Ani said, somebody wants to eat something which is of questionable character. In kata, if he gains, it's not clear exactly what the etymology and derivation of that word is, but passages in context, it means if he gains. Okay, that's what Kikar Alden says. The name of Miri, actually. Says if he gains, kata zira is going to make very little. Okay, it won't make very much. However, I lost my place. In Ovid, if he loses Ovid Marglian, he loses gems. He loses big time. Okay? The people taking risks. He might have a small gain, but it actually is a very, very strong risk. Okay? Says Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan Kiava Barnash Shoyle. Amrale, when the person asked a question of Sakana, he said to him, Amrale, Arba the Nafshokana, am I the guarantor of your soul? In other words, how do you want me to answer the question? It's a Sakana question. I can't guarantee your soul. I can guarantee your Olam Haba, perhaps, or not getting Gehenna, but I can't help you survive if this actually has snake venom in it. Okay? Says Amara, Amrale, Shimon Logan said, this is what he used to tell people who used to be matinator No, it wasn't going to be Martin database, that's my mistake. He was coming just to tell people what idiots they were. He said, for taking chances with Sakara, if you saw yourself looted, looted were cannibals. Reish Lakish once, you know, the more we had recently in the Bible, he wiped them all out because, you know, woe to the cannibal, person meets up with the cannibal, and woe to the cannibal meets up with Reish Lakish. We had that because he sold himself to be cooked, and he cooked their goose. So in any event, so Reish Lakish is to tell the people, he said, Iludis Abin Dagamach, you would have sold yourself to Ludim. At least, as long as it kept your life, fatten you up. But don't even say to him, you could be sold for a lot of money. Oh, call here for drinking, you know, a questionable bottle of wine. But don't mean clearly you're selling yourself for very little. Okay? Light money. Rabasi, Bashar and Rabbi Yochanan, Bashar Ben Beseira both said, Yain as a schnuffel a bar, if your wine which is forbidden fell into a pit, into a well, which contained a lot of wine, yim korkula nochli sell the entire thing to a goy, chutzmi dmei yain nesvashvo, except for the price of the yain nesvashvo, because you're not allowed to have any benefit from the actual yain nesvashvo. Rabbi Yatsi Rabbi Yochanan said, stam yenu shonochli osu, rabbeinu matami. Generic net wine of a goy, you don't know if you lie in or not, is forbidden for you to drink, but it's not metami. If kido etzo, if you gave it to him as a pikadon for safekeeping, also be standing out to drink it, because we're afraid he taka did stuff with it. However, mutzabah, know you're allowed to draw a benefit from it. Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zira asked for Yossi, ma bim yachid. What are we talking about when it's also be shesia umutzabah? Is that only if you put in a special designated place? Almost they said, no, but mafkid, even if you didn't put a special designated place. The thing with the object of your shmirah is in effect.
So Miyaka is putting in a specific place, mafkid is just
generically placing it in the house. So as Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlosh Yenisay, the three kinds of wine. Shara Nachim Nasla, we saw Goy actually libating wine to Avodah Zorah. Vade da Avodah Zorah Kochon Mazolos, it's definitely Avodah Zorah. Metami Tumah Chamura Kisharetz, and the wine makes Tumah Chamura like Sheretz. What's the status of Sheretz in the hierarchy of Tumas? Ava Tuma, right, so it becomes Ava Tuma.
What's my place?
The second group, the second category, Stam Yeno shall Nochri Osir. The generic one which a Nochri touched is Osir. Veno Matami, it doesn't create Tuma. If Kido Etzab Chosim Echot, if you left it by the guy with one seal, then also now to drink and but may not be allowed to derive benefit from it. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya said, look, Rabbi Zir is the one who said that there's the also mutter by now is only if he asked for Rabbi Yasov, it's only if he's miyache. He has a special place for it. Or even by a mafkid. Even if a guy just gives it to him for safekeeping. So, not giving a special place.
One second.
Yeah, so I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kumar Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, name in front of Rabbi Zera, Chami Ma Mar, see what he said. Lo Mar Ela B'choysim, he said, one seal is enough. Ha B'lo Chosim Oser B'shia V'anoya, without any seals, it's Oser to drink and Oser to derive benefit from. So, Her Rabbi Lezer bin Yachid, Lezer Taka Paskin,
this is different than what the principle of Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, is this different than Rabbi Yochanan? Because
where are we saying it's Osir?
It says, Osir, Rabbi Yochanan said, even with one chosen, it was.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Let me take it from top again, because I fell asleep too many times in the past 3 minutes. Rabbi Zir Boykum Rabbi Yasu. There's a limit. Rabbi Zir asked in front of Rabbi Yasu. Thank you for this second line again. Rabbi Zir asked Rabbi Yasu. Ma, from Yachid. What are we talking about where we say it's Mutubanoa even though it's also Bishasiyah? Now, the way I want to learn this Gemara, and I put it in my notes, is not like the Pnei Moshe, not like the Ritbaz, but rather, he understands that there's a case where it's Osir B'Shasiyah, but Mutar Banoa, even if there's no seals on it. No seals. Stop. Yeah. Even if there are no seals, it's still Mutar Banoa. So Rabbi Yasser, it's the Dafka where he's Miyachi the place for it, because then the guy is afraid to be Sholeach Yadin it because it might be noticeable that he moved it. So I'm like, no, even B'Mafki. If you put an unsealed barrel of wine in a guy's house, it still only becomes, and it's not Mavushal either, it only becomes Stam Yenom, it's not Yain Esach, okay? So I said, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yasser, Sholeach Yadin it, three wine, Shalom, Noach, Menaschel, Vare, Rabbi Yasser, Kochav, Im, Metami, Tum, Chamur, Gesheretz, it's something like a sheretz, Stam Yenom, Shalom, Oser, Veinom, Metami, it's not Metami, Hitkino, Exlo, Bechoyse, Mechot, if you left him by one, with one seal, also b'shasiyo mutar banor, then it's also to drink, but it's mutar to derive benefit. So he says, here he didn't say anything about, says more, I'm Rabbi Yirmi, Kum Rabbi Zero. Rabbi Yirmi said in front of Zero, he said, listen, Chame Ma'amar, look what he said, Lo Ma'ar Lo B'choisim. He only said, you need a seal, right? Ha'b'lo'choisim, if it had no seal, Aser B'shasiyah, if it had no seal at all, then it's usur in drinking and in anor. So that's like you said. You said it's only mutzer banor if you are miyachid mako or one choisen. But you need one level of shmira on it. See, that's Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yasa before. He asked him, is it only mutzer banor if you're miyachid it? And he said, no, even if it just makid it. So now Rabbi Yirmi says, look what it says here. It says, it's only mutzer banor if it has at least one chosam, one seal. If it has no seals, so then it's also banor. Ah, if makid is good enough, so who cares how many seals it has? You don't have to have any seals, right? You still be mutarno. Says the Gemara, "Hey, Rabbi Loza ben Miachid. Rabbi Loza taka paskin like Rabbi Zira's initial premise that it's only mutter to derive hanor from the wine under one of two circumstances: either if there's chosam mechor on it, or if it is makom yuchad in the house of a goy. But if it has no chosam and has no makom yuchad in the house of a goy." So then, it's Osir B'Shasiya and Osir Bano. It's Osir both. Okay? So this is assuming that the Goy will not go too far to do Yayin Nesach, but he'll go to a certain extent to do Yayin Nesach. Okay? So it says, Tamati, we learned over Abai and Rabbi Zira Chadi, but Rabbi Zira was happy. Okay? That the daf guy day the only either he need either a chosam or any miyachid, otherwise it's also bano. Okay, Tom did learn over there etzel nochri. If you leave fruit by a goy, kipei osav, it's like his fruit. Rav Shimon says now we don't know if it's like his fruit. It's demai. We don't know if it was his fruit or you're getting your own fruit back. Rav China boy can raise money. Rav China has very money. Market peris of mamish is really like the goy's fruit. Take out the word tamo, it doesn't appear in the Gemara in Orla, parallel Gemara. I'm sorry, the Mai, sorry. Says Mara, poiter tevo boro is part of the question. Remokam acher, in other words, if you left fruit, which is definitely tevo, definitely at the Maisur there, and you took fruit back from the goy, and you know for sure the goy switched, so what's the halacha of the fruit that you take? It's part of Trumus of Maisur. Does we say akide kach? That you left mamish teva, which is chayim and trumas ma'aser, and you get back stuff which is totally exempt from trumas ma'aser. Could that possibly be? Says Maramalesa. He said, "Ulechol davar." He said, "No, you think it's for everything? Not for everything. Rather, it means that." If you put their tevel, of course you get it back, you have to take on truma the miser. This story about when you left their stuff which you already had truma the miser. When you get it back, you don't have to take on truma the miser. Because either it's yours, which you already fixed up, or it's the goy's. And the goy's is exempt. But we don't rely on that, the chatchil. In other words, this would be a great business otherwise. What you do is give all your tevel to a goy. And when you take it back, you assume that he switched, and you don't take off any trumas or meisers. So it doesn't go that far. It means if you gave him stuff which didn't really have to be meisered, when you take it back, it doesn't have to be meisered either. We don't say, misafik, he switched it with another Jew's fruit, and the other fruit also, he got back as to be meisered. No, we don't say that. Okay? Says Mara, v'lo yo'us, Rabbi Chanina matches kavli. Rabbi Chanina's shock and his query to Rabbi Chimani was not proper. If Kido etzla b'choisim. Now, Let's say you left with a tree here, it says here, Duchaisim, Melitzim, or Bichaisim. You put it, you left your fruit by him with one seal. Well, actually, it's not fruit here, it's wine again. One says forbidden. The other said it's mutter. So we qualify based on the previous Gemara. Mapli in Banoa, the question is about Hanoa by Choyse Mechor. But to drink the wine, if you left, you left by Goy, Dafka, if you had two seals. Not one seal, one seal doesn't suffice. Okay? Rav Amar, Rav said, Chavis Osur, Champag Mutter. We're going to explain that is momentarily. These are both acronyms. Chatichas Dag Shem Musim, first Chavis. Chatichas Dag Shem Musim, a piece of fish which doesn't have, you know, fins and scales. Basar, meat, yain, wine, tchelis. Also, b'choyse mechot, even if it has one seal, it's not enough. Need two seals, which is halacha ma'aseh b'zmanazeh. All these things require two seals. Okay? Double wrapped, right. Okay? The chiltis is a type of herb. Umurias, fish brine, pas, bread, ugvina, mutzer b'choy de mechot. If you want to buy cheese or chol v'yisrael in a place where they're not machmin, so you only need one seal, not two. Okay? What's the difference between these two types of commodities? Arm Rabbi Nadir said, time of the Rav, so kol shisur migufa, for anything where the iser is inherent in the object, is also b'choy de mechot. There, one seal does not suffice. I did tell him, anytime we're afraid that they're going to mix in not treif stuff, and they mix in treif stuff with the chiltis, I forget what exactly they mix in with that herb. But by the, you know, the bread, maybe they'll mix in something improper. By the cheese, maybe they'll mix in something improper. Then, mutzu chais mecha, one seal suffices. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon bar Bon, Rabbi Lozer, Shem Rechina, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yonan, Rabbi Zia, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, Hakol Mutzer B'Choysim Echor Chutz Min Hayayin. And I think that's why we passed, you know, though I'm not 100% positive. He held that nothing requires two seals except wine. But Maisa, if you go B'Zman Hazeh to Dominic's, and you buy Empire, they go to the Empire section, everything is only one seal. They're usually not makbid on two seals. Two seals, except by wine, so I don't think they're makbid on two seals. And in the case of the airline meals, they do have two seals. Maybe, you know, and now I'm just thinking out loud because I really didn't think it was very. I think we do hold that by bus are also supposed to be makbid. That's why the airline meals have two seals.
They heat them up, that's why.
No, but the two seals for heating up is a misconception. It's wrong.
I think that's wrong.
No, that's not why. It's because of the meat inside. Yeah, the double seal for heating up is hogwash. It doesn't do anything, the fact that it's double sealed. But because you have two seals of plastic on it, it makes a difference. No, meth makes no difference. The guy needs hermetic. The people make a mistake. They think double seal has to do with heating up, but it doesn't. I think by wine, also by meat, I don't think we are either. I think because Lamaisa, as I said, if you go to Dominic's, you buy hot dogs, Empire hot dogs. They're only one package. So I think that it's Tafka by wine will not be on two seals. But I remember. I don't want to say for sure. He argues. He says, Hakom mutzer b'choyse mechol chutz miyayin. Nothing requires two seals except wine. That's what he's saying. Okay? Okay, new sugya. The chesatrani, the Hadrian pottery. Okay? Rabbi Zevishan, Rabbi Yemeh said, it should be divrei Rabbi Meir. This is going after Meir. The time when chesatrani, also visura yisra noya, in the hair, this stuff is awesome. It's awesome, but not the very mayor. So I hold to some of the Zohar seminar ceremony attached to it. Chomrim any suri suri no. It's not awesome, but not because there's no other Zohar attached to it. The more actually is missing a line here. It's later on at the end of the sugya. The shaiter so cuts and pastes it over here. This third line in the next at the end of, at the next page. Ma'alis mochus b'lamita can use this cheres hadrani to support your bed. So says Rabbi Lezer Mar Mutzer, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Oser. Now it's interesting because I'm not sure exactly. Again, you can see it over there. That's where the machlokas is. I'm not. It sounds like they're arguing the machlokas tanoim.
Our blessed friend, the real Yochan.
That's the machlokas tanoim was whether cheres that drying is also by noah not. But they're arguing about it too, and they're arguing about whether you can use it specifically shalok derech hano also. No, it's the, what's the real hano of cheres that drying?
Could be within one day.
What?
Assuming that you can't have
Anah,
is what about it that Shlok
Derech
Hanas? Might not be the same
Machlokas.
Might be within the day that you can't have it.
According to Mayor, what's the. Oh, that's a good point. No, it's a question. According to Mayor, well, it's awesome. What about. Very nice. So the. Right. The. My brother once asked Tzitz Eliezer when years ago when he was working Matityahu, many years ago, 20-some-odd years ago. So the vineyards were Orla, so you couldn't eat the grapes. So he asked Tzitz Eliezer, they used to have grape fights to throw the grapes at each other. So he asked Tzitz Eliezer, mutter or not, because they're having anah from grapes, and Orla is also banah. So he said it's okay. My story says Shalogudim Hanasa is okay. Okay, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu Boikram Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks Rabbi Zira, Ahein Beged the Tinan Hachal. This is a garment Torah Bam Sech to Orla, a garment colored with Orla. So it's dyed with Orla color. Mao, what's Halacha in terms of using it to support your bed leg? Vigbil Kublai, he got upset at the question. Armalis said, I feel commanda marmhaman mutter, even though by the cheres hadrani, it's okay, call usr. Here it's forbidden. Tame sunika, because there the wine which is usr is absorbed into the cheres hadrani. Ramacha, but here is sunika, everybody can tell the isr because it's painted with the usr substance. Okay? Voros levuvi, these ones which are pierced opposite the heart. I'm skipping next lines because we read already on Ahmed Beis. Rabbi Hashem Rav said, a log of Shin Gamliel, that it's only if it's a round rib. Ketzur Ose, how do they do it for Abba Dizor? Kara Achu B'chaim, they do it like in the Indiana Jones movie. They see, I remember. They put it, they tear it out where it's alive. Omaiti Liba Abba Dizor, you take it as hard for Abba Dizor. Ketzur Dea, how do you know? All this is based on our Mishnah. When you tear it to life, it becomes, where after you tear it, it becomes some what congealed, v'negam becomes a round hole. After shchita, unimsha becomes a, like a rip, straight rip. Interesting sugi here. He says he derives in this, shachar basimon echot. If you bow down to an animal, the animal is not osur to ibano. It's not supposed to be a korban anymore, but it's not osur bano. But if you do a maisa, it becomes osur bano. Here, for example, orus levuvim becomes osur bano because the goy did a maisa to it. So too, if you slaughtered one simon in an animal, avakav dadmar ein dover shesh beruach chaim nazar. You will normally say so much the light doesn't become osur. The Kohen Esar becomes also because he did a Maisa to it. So even though he didn't kill it yet, but once he did a Maisa to a Baal Chai, that in of itself is a Baal Chai. There's a whole discussion in the Ribaz whether it's Dafka if you did an entire Simon or even a Nick. How much is considered to be a Maisa in terms of making something also because you did a Maisa to it for Abu Dazar. But it's got to be something intrinsic, and he brings that on Machlokas, he tries to bring a right for this Yushami. But Lamaisa, it's got to be something you do to it, not something you do at it. If you do something at an animal, it doesn't make it also as Avodah Zarah. It can't be used as a korban, but you can still eat it. When you do something to the animal, then it becomes also because of Avodah Zarah. Okay? Getting back to Mishnah, Basar Anichlas Avodah Zarah. The meat which goes into a base of a dessert, mutter in the way, and now this is not kosher meat. They're not bringing in, you know, Romanian hot dogs of a dessert. They're bringing Oscar Mayer wieners of a dessert. But Oscar Mayer wieners are mutter by no, right? It's only mutter b'nor as they're taking it into the church. When they take it out of the church, it's also b'nor already. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Bar Chia, Moshe Rehoven, that Omar, lights the Rabbi Lezer, Shabbi Lezer, my Machshev is Nachlev, but it's all. Our Mishnah precludes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, so that a goy always thinks for what is all. Whenever he shucks an animal, he slows down, but does the purpose of what is all. Here we see it's not true, because here we see that unless it was brought into a base of Avodah Zorah, even the Oscar Mayer wieners are mutzer v'anor. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avi, Yoytzi Osir. That which comes out of the base of Avodah Zorah is Osir. Because we assume it was used as the Tikhoeves as an off the Avodah Zorah. Rabbi Avi, I'm sure you would say, B'shich Nesol Fnim Mine Kankalim. Kankalim is equivalent to Lahati of our Kodesh Kadoshim, the Sanctum Sanctorum. Okay, so he got the Sanctus Sanctorum, but Avolim Loichli Selafim and Kan Kalim, they didn't put it into that far. Afayotzi Mutar. So even that which comes out wasn't really brought to Avodah Zorah; it's still permitted. That's only Avodah Zorah Sheish Kan Kalim. So it's got a Sanctum Sanctorum. Avodah Zorah Shein Kan Kalim. If it doesn't have that, Kol Baisu Nushen Kan Kalim. The entire house is like Kan Kalim. Therefore, in the moment it enters the house of that Avodah Zorah, it becomes Osir. Harochim Tarfos, those go to Tarfos. On the way there, you can't do business with them because they're going to give thanks to the Rabbi the Zorah. Rechiv Shemi Yochan said, to Ribis. A Tarfos, the word we should learn in the Mishnah is to Ribis. What's that? Mulichan Abba the Zorah, Gdoyla Eitz Abba the Zorah Ktana, some festival where they take the large Abba the Zorah to the small Abba the Zorah. East Tani Tani, those are the Mishnah Tarfos. Madam are Tarfos. What does Tarfos mean? Trafim. Rafim is Avodah Zorah, like Lavan said to Rachel. It says Rachel, but he knows Rachel's not Rafim. My Tarbus is not another shot. Tarbus, and what's Tarbus? Turibas. Turibas is Greek. Don't ask me what it means exactly in Greek, but the Bashar this brings that means a gathering of people for negative reasons. It's interesting that the modern Hebrew word for culture is Tarbut. Okay, so this is the same word. Somehow it's connected. Okay? Says more about Boy Mutar, those are coming back from the Avodah Zorah, you can do business with them because they're not going into the Avodah Zorah to thank. Rabbi Avinu, Rabbi Yerzeh, B'shei Chazros, Kalechosim, they're not going back in the same types of groups that they went. Moshe Chazros, Kalechosim, they're going back in the same types of groups. I guess it identifies them as semi-permanent pilgrims. And therefore, Afa Boy and Asurim, they're on the way back now to give them do business there because they're going to go and thank at the next shrine they come to for the business we did with them. Okay, very important next Gemara. We'll start it today and finish it after Shavuos. Notice Anochi. Goat skins, which Goyim produce, the Kankanim and their jugs, which are made out of pottery. The Yain Yisokos Be'Bahen, if Jewish wine is put into them, Asurin, they are forbidden. The wine is osur, v'asurin isur hanoah, and the wine is forbidden in hanoah, divrei meir, because it gets mixed in with their wine, which was in there. Rabbi Chachorim and Chachorim say, ein isur hanoah, there is no isur hanoah. Okay? Because even though there was non-Jewish wine in there, it doesn't really get mixed in. Okay? Or doesn't get mixed in well more enough that it's going to osur. Now notice Anochrim, Gerudos, if the Goyim have goatskins which are still unlined, literally they're scratched, Hare Elu Mutaris, they're okay. You can buy them and use them. Zephusos, if they put in a lining of pitch, Hare Elu Asurin, that's forbidden. Why? Because the pitch contains wine in it. And they put the wine they put in the pitch is their wine of Avodah Zorah. Nochri I've done the doivon of Yisrael is making of a guy is making the goatskins, and he's putting the pitch on them. Yisrael Amir Agav of a Jew stands over and claims the sochayin, then he can use them then subsequently for wine or chushish, and it's not a problem. Says why? Because the Jew gives him the wine with which to work the pitch, and therefore the wine is kosher wine, and God will work with kosher wine the pitch, and that's not a problem. Says, wait a minute. when you give the guy the kedem wine to put into the pitch which lines the goatskin, maybe as he puts it into the pitch, he's saying, L'shem Avay Dezola. Right? So how do you know it doesn't become usher at that point? Says the Gemara, Amrei Barbo said, Eina Motzel Nasech Agabi Dover Mos. Not two kapas. You don't give Avay Dezola a libation by putting it at the pitch. It's not the covetic. Says the Gemara, in that case, Hafilu Eini Soham in a Garbova. So why does the Jew have to stand over him and watch? Let's assume it's not Yanesach because he's not going to do it because it doesn't pass. I say Shem Yichlif. I say no. Maybe the goatskins he's giving us are goatskins made by Goyim. Or, alternately, and the Shai Dersel says this cute, maybe he uses wine which already was a Menasech Tabadazorah elsewhere. And he's libated before, and now he's recycling and using it to make the pitch taste okay. But it's not libating. I mean, he won't libate on the pitch, but he'll take wine which is already used to be libated and pour it on the pitch now. Okay? Says the Gemara, we can't cut enough. Now, what about pottery jars? Chadoshos mutaris, if they're new, they're okay. Avo pishens fusos, even though they have pitch. Yushanas asuros, old ones are also because the wine gets absorbed into the walls of the pottery. Avo pishenems fusos, even though they're not full of pitch. Says Mara, what's the difference between a goatskin and a jug? Hachanamars vusos mutaris, vachadamars vusos asuros. One he said with pitch it's okay, and one he said pitch it's not okay. On Rivera said, Nia Matil, Ziftan Shal Kakanim, I checked out the process. Then they line with pitch the jugs, and as the Torah Chomis, they don't put in wine or vinegar, which will cause a problem. B'shua Shazov Simo, so when they line it. But it's only by the goatskins that they put in the wine or the vinegar, which makes it also. So the process of making the two things is different, and that's why it's a different halacha. Okay? We're going to come to it in much greater detail after Shavuos. Yeah, goats can get so absorbent that they have to line it with pitch, which has wine in it. Whereas the pottery is not that absorbent, so they use pitch, but they don't put wine in it. Something to that effect. Either the goat, you know, probably actually speaking out loud, the goats can probably give an off taste to the wine. Very strong off taste, so they put wine in the pitch to offset that off taste. Whereas the pottery doesn't do that, so therefore you don't put wine in the lining of it. Anyway, so it's obviously very much halacha mice in the old days because they didn't have the money to make their own goatskins, they had to take them from the grain wine.